All right, Happy New Year. It is a new year. It is 2023. You know, time is flying, isn't it? As I get older, man, my grandmother was right. Time flies. I'm 60 years old now. I've got five grandchildren. Who would believe it? Time flies. Time goes fast. It is now 2023. And so today I want to talk about resolutions. Resolutions. Everybody makes them, right? I've got a list of resolutions that the world makes. And then I've got a list of resolutions that what Christians make. And then I'm going to use the just words blessed new year. And just we're going to look at with different Bible verses to lead us into this year. So let's begin with prayer this morning, shall we? Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your faithfulness in 2022. We thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. Yes, there are challenges. Yes, there were issues and problems. But, Father, you are faithful. And you showed yourself faithful in 2022. And, Lord, we know we can expect that same thing this year. Now, Father, thank you for your great love for us. That, Lord, just we can celebrate that love through worshiping you. Father, thank you we can join in this warm building this morning. That just we can be together. Father, thank you for the freedoms that we have in this country. Lord, help us not to take them for granted. And Lord, now as we talk about this resolutions, Lord, and as just we will look at different ideas, Lord, teach us. And Lord, help us to learn from your holy word. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so just one of the most popular resolutions. I'm sure just you've heard some of these before. Get in shape. Well, round is a shape, isn't it? Yeah, Bob says yes. Okay. Get in shape, right? Exercise more. Lose weight, right? That's another big one people say. What about eat better? You know, a lot of people say that today, too. I know that is one thing I need to do, right? Spend less, save more. Some of us have that resolution as well. Spend more time just with family and friends. And work less, right? Get organized. I seem to do that all the time, get organized. Next, learn something new. That's important, is it not? Learn something new. Travel more. Yeah, travel more. Break cell phone addiction. How many need to do that one? Get off of YouTube and Facebook and all the other ones, right? Next one. Eat more. I'm sorry. Eat at home more. Nah. Next one. Enjoy life to the fullest. Enjoy life to the fullest. What about Christian resolutions? That's what the world says. What about Christian resolutions? Well, let's look at the top 10. Now I've got this online and I believe this was from 2019. Okay, number one, be a peacemaker. Be a peacemaker. Look at the world. Look at your neighbors. Man, look at my neighbors. Man, be a peacemaker. Right? Only do things that are pleasing to God. That's a good one, isn't it? Let's not please ourselves. Let's please the Lord. Next one. Always do the work of the Lord. That's another good one, is it not? Triumph in Christ. Overcome our pet sins. Next, die to self every day. Wow. Walk by faith, not by sight. always be rejoicing in the Lord. Don't we need to rejoice more? We get discouraged so easy sometimes. You know, something goes wrong and we're discouraged. It's like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I love this one. Give thanks in everything. 1 Corinthians 5:18. There are things we can find to give thanks for in everything that happens. Even the bad, we can give thanks. Even the bad. Next one. Let Christ be exalted in my body. And then last one. Be humble. Be humble. Now I'm going to take these letters in what blessed new year. And just we're going to look at some what verses and just we're going to tie it together. And so we are going to begin with B. And I'm going to have you jump around the scriptures. All right. I'm going to have us jump around. So I'm going to go slow. That way you can find the verses. The verses will be up on the screens as well. And so let's start with B. Be prayerful. Do we ever pray enough? I know what, you know, often when I try to pray, guess what happens? Distractions. Constant distractions. I have the phone next to my recliner where I would normally pray. And, you know, I was there, I think it was Friday, and I'm there praying. All of a sudden, right next to my ear, ring. I was like, oh, you know, should I get it? Shouldn't I get it? I got five rings. OK, it's set on five rings, you know, but it might be my dad. It might be somebody important. And, you know. And so I answered it. It's an electric company. It's like, well, that was a waste of time. I should have stayed praying. Right. Be prayerful. Turn with me to Ephesians 6:18, please. Ephesians 6:18. I've been in my nursing homes. I have been speaking about the armor of God. I was just finished up in what some of them. I still have two more of them. I still have to finish up. And I would talk about this whole passage here on the armor of God. And in verse 18, this is what it says. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Or for all the believers. Notice what it says. Praying always. After putting on the armor of God, Paul says, you're not done. You're not done. Pray. Pray. And that word praying there means to supplicate, to worship, to offer prayers to God. And the word always means a lot. But it's a much deeper definition. It also means all, any, every, or the whole, a set or proper time to pray. But it also means a just fitting situation to pray. It was fixed and with definite time. And the time when things are brought to crisis, that's a good time to pray, right? The decisive epoch waited for, the opportune or just seasonal time, the right time. It seems like there's a lot of time to pray, isn't there? But do we pray always? Do we give everything to the Lord? Or do we try to do things ourselves? That's me sometimes. I try to do it myself. Pray first, especially working on a car. I learned that many years ago. Before you start working on something, give it to the Lord. Tim, remember that, Tim. In your old Jeep. Give it to the Lord first. And watch what happens. The Lord works. The Lord works. Next, blessed New Year. L stands for love the Lord. Do we love the Lord enough? Do we pray enough? Do we love the Lord enough? Matthew 22:37, please. Matthew 22:37. And this is what it says. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." How are you at loving the Lord? That word love there means to value, to esteem, to feel or just manifest generous concern for, to be faithful towards, to delight in. Do you delight in the Lord? Do you spend time with Him in His Word, in prayer? And Jesus told his disciples in John 14 and again in John 15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." How's your obedience to the Lord? Next, Blessed New Year. E stands for endure hardship. Man, none of us like hardship, do we? No, but the Lord promises hardship. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, please. 2 Timothy 2, 3. Reads, "You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." We are to endure hardship. And that word means to show endurance in trials and affliction. We face trials. We face affliction. We shouldn't complain. We should endure. Endure. Next, the first S in what Blessed New Year is to sing unto the Lord. Psalm 30, verse 4. Oh, what through the book of Psalms we see them singing to the Lord. And now sometimes I would like to make up my own words for songs that give praise to the Lord. I was doing that driving here this morning. There was a song on, but I was changing the words as I'm driving, you know, thanking God for His faithfulness throughout 2022. And verse 4 says, "Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of His." And give thanks at the remembrance of His holy name. Do you sing to the Lord? And that word "sing" there just means it means to celebrate in song and music, to give praise, to sing forth praises, to sing the Psalms. We should take time and do that every day. Sing unto the Lord. And you know, music lifts the spirit. Music lifts the spirit. And next S. And just bless, in a blessed new year, show kindness. Ephesians 4, verse 32. Let's jump back there again. Sorry, I have you jumping all over. At least it'll keep you warm this morning, right? Ephesians 4, 32. "And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, just forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Did not Christ show His kindness to us while we were yet sinners? Christ died for us." And that word "kind" there means what is useful, what is profitable, good, agreeable, gentle, benign, obliging, gracious. Last night I was with five of my grandchildren. And what five of my children, Tim was not there what last night, but the others were. And my what little grandson Brady, that is Laura's youngest, I showed him kindness. He had a water bottle and he couldn't open it. And so I said, Brady, come on over. I'll open it for you. And he walks over and he opens it up. And then he takes it. And as you know, the next thing he wanted to do was to climb on my lap and drink it. What a blessing. Showing kindness. You know, that little water bottle, he can't push he's not strong enough yet to push the blue button that pops the top so the straw pops up so he can drink. He knows how to drink, but he can't push the button yet. He doesn't quite get it right. But I showed kindness, and I got a blessing out of it. No, he climbed up and he sat on my lap and he, you know, drank the water bottle. So I had Jackson on with this side and I had Brady on this side. You know, what a blessing. Kindness. Does the world need kindness? Oh, man, does it need kindness. Doesn't need to be yelled at. Doesn't need to be cursed at. But the world needs kindness. Kindness, gentleness. Next. Bless the New Year. E, encourage others. Boy, is this needed today too. Encourage others. Hebrews 10 verse 25. And it says this. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. Don't be offended when somebody says, I hope to see you in church on Sunday or just Wednesday night, because they're obeying the scriptures to encourage each other to come. We are to encourage one another. And that word exhorting there means to call for. To invite to come, to send for, to call upon, to exhort, to admonish, to persuade. We need to do that because you know what? The world draws us away from the things of God. It sucks us away. And we need encouragement. We need to be exhorted to be and what to do. The things we should do. Next, the D in what blessed New Year, draw near to God. James 4:8 says this, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and what purified is your heart, you double-minded. Notice what it says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. And that word draw means to approach, to come near to be at hand. Doesn't God draw us near to the throne of grace through prayer? We ought to draw near to God. Sometimes we walk away from God, don't we? We don't draw near. We go the opposite direction, just like Jonah did. We go the other way. We need to draw near God. Next, blessed New Year. Look at the N in new, and it means never talk back. How many here argue with God? Sometimes we do, don't we? Lord, I'm never going to do that. Guess what? You will. Proverbs 15:1. That verse says, a soft answer turns away wrath. But a harsh word stirs up anger. A soft answer. Not one that talks back harshly. But a soft answer turns away wrath. I once had a neighbor do that to me. He had beer on my porch. You know, They were up all night partying. I don't remember when it was. I think it was in the summer sometime. I had to work. That was a Friday night. I had to work Saturday morning. I had to get up at, well, we had to be at work at 6 a.m. And you know, heard them all night on the porch next door. And, you know, it's the same house that is, well, actually, that house has been pretty quiet recently, believe it or not. It's the other half next to me now. But he put beer on my porch. And I came out at 5:30, and I saw that beer, and I was livid. Oh, sorry. And he took it off, and he put it on his porch. Man, that took the air out of my balloon. A soft answer turns away wrath. There's a lot of people out there who are angry today. Some are Christians. They're angry at everybody. But don't pay them back with a harsh word. A soft answer turns away wrath. A soft answer. And that word soft means tender. Delicate, weak, timid, gentle words. That's not my phone. That's Dave's. Soft, tender words turn away wrath. Next, the E in what blessed New Year. Examine your own heart. We have communion this morning. And you know, one of the things we need to do is examine our hearts. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says this: examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. And that word examine there means to make proof or what trial of, to test for the purpose of ascertaining his what quantity or what quality. Put to proof. And notice what it says. Examine yourself. We're good at examining others, aren't we? We're good at judging others. But do we ever look at ourselves? Do we ever look at ourselves? Am I just like that person that I just, you know, just ridiculed or, you know, judged? Because many times what we see in them is what's in us as well. And this says, examine yourself. Don't examine them. Examine yourself. And we would need to do that in this new year. Next, blessed new year. W, wear a smile. 1 Samuel 2:1 says this. This is Hannah speaking. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. And notice Hannah could smile. Now, just before this, she was really upset. But now she can smile. And, you know, when you smile, it might make somebody else think, what's that person up to? But God wants us to smile. Think about what a smile does to somebody. I would use this example when I talked about fruits of the Spirit in what Sunday school years ago. I was walking into a what grocery store, and there was this here what lady who was, you know, dressed in rags. She had half of her teeth missing. She looked old and wore out, and just with her head down. And as I came in through the, you know, moving doors, this lady was what coming out. And I simply smiled and I said hello. And her face just went, it just lit up. It just lit up. And I thought to myself then, as I do now, because of what the way she was dressed, how she looked, when was the last time somebody smiled at her and said hello? I just wondered. I mean, she looked like she just came off the street from in a hole, under a bridge somewhere. I mean, that's what she looked like with her dress, with how dirty she was. But I saw her face just instantly change, just like that. All because of a simple smile and a hello. That could have changed her whole day. We have that power, folks. And Christians should be that way. We shouldn't be grumpy. We shouldn't be complaining. We are on the Lord's side. We are victorious. We should have a giddy up in our walk that other people should see and want. All right, we finally get to why in year. Blessed New Year, yield to His will. 2 Chronicles 30, verse 8. Now do not be stiff-necked, as your fathers were, but yield yourselves to the Lord and enter into His sanctuary, which He has sanctified forever, and serve the Lord your God, that the fierceness of His wrath may turn away from you. Again, notice what it says. Yield yourselves to the Lord. Don't be like your fathers. Now he's speaking to the house of Israel here. But how many of us are stubborn too? How many of us are like the Israelite fathers? Stubborn, mule-headed. We know what we should do and we don't do it anyway. In the world, the word yield means to dedicate, to give, to designate, to willingly give to the Lord. Next, in what blessed New Year is the E, expect His coming. Expect His coming. Titus 2 verse 13 says, "Is looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." Yeah. And you know, as I get older, I think about this more and more. Do I look for His coming? And am I living in a manner that shows I am looking for His coming? And that word looking, therefore, means to await with confidence or patience. Like I couldn't wait to see my grandchildren and my daughter Laura and her husband Josh. You know, I couldn't wait. I saw them in June. I couldn't wait till Christmas to see them, but I had to. How to be patient. We need to be the same way, waiting for the Lord to return when life gets hard. And we want the Lord to come now. Milt's always talking about that. He wants to go home, but he's waiting. Well, you know, we need to wait for the Lord as well. Blessed New Year, the A in year, means ask for forgiveness. 1 John 1:9. We all know this verse. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that word confess there means to assent, to acknowledge. Yes, Lord, I've done wrong and I need Your forgiveness. We need to do the same with people, too. When we do them wrong, we need to go to them and we need to say, "I was wrong. Please forgive me." That takes humility. But it needs to be done. And then finally, Blessed New Year, the R. Simply read the Word. Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And you want to know the will of God? Read the Word. Be in the Word. Let it renew and transform your minds. Let it do that each and every day. We are in a spiritual battle and we need the Word. It is the sword of the Spirit. Read that Word every day. Renew your mind. Boy, does my mind need to be renewed every day. Because there's a spiritual battle taking place for our minds. Because if the devil can control our minds, he controls our actions. And he does it every single day. We need the Word. Renewing there simply means to renovate, to complete, change for the better. And God's Word does that in our minds. Let us have a blessed new year by practicing these things. Let's close in prayer and then we'll have communion this morning. Let's pray. Father, Lord, thank you for your holy Word. Lord, these are just simple verses, Father, but they say a lot to us, Lord. And as we enter this new year, Father, help us to draw near to you so that you may draw near to us. Father, help us to examine ourselves, that, Lord, we be in the faith. Lord, help us to confess our sins, to humble ourselves and to say, yes, Lord, I am wrong. I have sinned. Father, thank you for 2022 and Lord, for your many blessings, even for the challenges. And Lord, thank you ahead for what you're going to do in 2023, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Could I have two men come up? Hey, Dave, do we have a song for?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Hymn
323, At the Cross. All right. Oops. 323. Did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head to such a worm as I? At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I receive my sight, and now I am happy all the day. What was it for crimes that I have done? He groaned upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, love beyond decree. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Well might the sun in darkness hide and shut his glories in, when Christ the mighty Maker died for man the creature's sin. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away,
It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Thus might I hide my blushing face while Calvary's cross appears. 'Tis of my heart in thankfulness, and melt mine eyes to tears. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Amen. All right, and you may be seated. First Corinthians chapter 11, please, I believe. Yep. And we're beginning in verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And just when he had given thanks, he was broken and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And what? Notice what it says, "in remembrance of me." This is a time for us to think back. To remember what the Lord did on our behalf. He died upon the cross. His body was broken. Just like that cracker. Dave, do you want to lead in prayer, please? For the broken bread.
Heavenly Father, Lord, as we take this element that represents your Son's broken body, Lord, we reflect on what Don just said, Lord, about remembrance of your Son's obedience.
Amen.
Your Son's perfect. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that that sacrifice of your Son was acceptable. But on our behalf, there's no way we could have a relationship with you for now and even on the eternity if it were not for your Son to be.
Yes, sir.
Lord, he wanted us, he reminded us to, even through this passage, Paul speaking of remembering continually. Help us, Lord, as a church forever to never forget Christ is paid, Lord. That helps us to keep on the straight and narrow, that we would be understanding who our faith is in.
Amen.
Why our faith is in Christ and what he's done for us. And helps us to not be sidetracked by a whole bunch of other things, that we're concentrating on who your Son is and who he is to us and who you are as God the Father. Lord, we thank you for this element. And we be in prayer, Lord, as we confess our sins before you, and may we partake in a way that is pleasing to you, Jesus.
Amen. says, you gave thanks. We give thanks to you for your broken body. Where would we be without that sacrifice? Because of that broken body, because of that sacrifice, we can be saved. Let us partake together, please. Let me read verse 25. Then in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as ye drink it in just remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Bob, you want to lead?
Prayer? Father, first, we thank you for this promise that while we proclaim your death, your promise is that you will come.
Amen.
You will come again and take your people with you so they can be where you are. So Father, we remember this morning as we read John 17 that if we're in Christ, we first belong to God.
Amen.
Before the foundation of the world, our salvation is already determined. And God, who we belong to, gave them to his Son so he could redeem us. Redeem us with that shed blood and that broken body.
Yes.
Our sins are forgiven. And Father, we always proclaim that and know that our hope rests in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we thank you for what they've done on the cross on our behalf in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Lord, thank you for your shed blood upon the cross, for paying the penalty, the debt for our sin. We couldn't pay that debt, but only you, the perfect sacrifice for sin, fully God, fully man. Lord, I thank you for all that you've done for us. And we remember that now as we partake together. And let's partake together, please. Let's close in prayer. Father, thank you for this new year. Lord, thank you for the opportunities that, Lord, lie before us. Lord, give us wisdom. Give us discernment. Help us to draw near to you that you may draw near to us. Lord, you help us to be humble and gentle. just toward one another. Father, help us, Lord, to make disciples. Help us to fill this place, Lord, with people who love you, who want to serve you. May you build this family up. And we give ourselves to you, Lord, and may you use us in Jesus' name. Amen.